Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish in the top 10. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this week's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer you choose finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's a new week to talk Penn State football. Dustin, are you ready for it?
I think I'm right. I got a little bit of an Easter hangover, but I'm good.
I hope it's not too bad of a hangover.
It's a food hangover.
It's about you. Okay. Yeah, I could relate very much to that, Dustin. First of all, Dustin, I want to thank you for filling in for Mr. Ross Tucker for the end of last week's show. Tremendous job. You and Andrew Piché back together, that's always something special.
Yeah, Andy and I go way back, and I was just thinking about this. I don't know if people who listen to the show can pick up on this, but Andy is one of the most solid guys you'll ever meet in your life. I know you experience that, and I think it comes through when he talks, but just you talk about a guy who just lives it right.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Andy is one of the great people I've met on this earth. Fantastic guy. And we need to move on so he doesn't get too big-headed about it. Let's
right.
Let's get to the news and notes. That would not happen to Andy. Too good a guy for that. Let's start here, Dustin. We just found out that Tyke Smith, All-American type safety from West Virginia, who entered the transfer portal. He was out of Philadelphia, so a Pennsylvania guy. Immediately, Penn Staters made the connection. It seemed pretty obvious that James Franklin was hoping to bring him in, but instead he made the commitment to Georgia, where his previous position coach now resides. So as much as Penn State wanted him, probably not a surprise that he ended up in Georgia.
Yeah, not so much. And I think there were some indications of that and the connection with his former position coach. And so all that makes sense. You can kind of get hopeful in this situation. And the connections did make sense. Penn State never offered Tyke Smith when he was coming out of high school. But they were interested this time around. They had a need to fill. They had something to offer Smith, which was most likely a starting job next to Jaquan Brisker. It would have been a nice combination, but alas, it's no more. This is the craziness of the transfer portal. It's wild to me that we're sitting here in April and these things are still playing out.
And they promise to play out even further after we get through spring practice, when you get the new depth chart out for every school. And all of a sudden, someone who thought they would be vying for playing time or even starting is listed as number two or number three on the depth chart. I'm sure this is now it's going to be a year-round routine. One other point I think we should make in talking about the transfer portal, Dusty, is with Tyke Smith, you mentioned it that Penn State didn't offer him when he first came out of high school. And I believe some people thought, oh, there'd be still some resentment there, that, okay, Penn State didn't offer me a couple years ago. Why should I go there now? The difference is at the transfer portal, this is no longer about emotion. This is about business when they reach the transfer portal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a business decision at this point. And most people would say that. This is the best thing for me, most of the time from a football perspective, but from a football academic perspective, this is the best thing for me going forward. I can't really afford to let that stuff play into it. And who knows? I mean, I think to a large extent, it's a business decision coming out of high school too. And I think everybody understands the numbers game part of it. If Penn State had commitments already on board and this or that, there were probably valid reasons for not offering, that go beyond like we don't like you, we don't want you. I mean, there's always a jigsaw puzzle to put together. It obviously wasn't the highest priority target for Penn State back then, but you're right. I think if you want to get to the next level, if you want to take your game to the next level, you have to forget about those things.
Exactly. And he was a 3-star coming out of Philadelphia, so it wasn't like some coveted 4 or 5-star recruit that Penn State chose to ignore. Let's move on, Dustin. We got the announcement of some new future matchups, and I could tell you right now, Nittany Nation is thrilled, anxious, can't wait to see the matchups with Kent State, Marshall, and San Jose State in the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting announcement in that none of them are very interesting, I guess, but it did beg the question, and I jotted this down. I just want, like, who talks to who behind the scenes? There's a whole world of, you know, mid-major type, low mid-American conference. Yeah, there's a whole world of potential opponents. How do you go about deciding which is the right one to cut a check to come to your place and beat them? You know, which schools do you decide, and how, what are the deciding factors? It'd be an interesting fly on the wall conversation to listen on.
It would be, but my question, Dustin, to you is, why does it have to be, you know, Kent State, Ohio, San Jose State, the schools that you expect to be a 30-point favorite going into these games, as opposed to, I'm not asking that they play Alabama or Georgia or Clemson, although those would be very interesting, but how about going to a Power 5 conference and going, say, to the middle of that conference? I remember in this, maybe now it's several years back, that Oregon State came in to town to play. Pac-12 team. Again, Penn State was a solid favorite against them, but at least that had a little more interest than San Jose State. Why not that type of team?
I mean, this is just blatant economics of college football, right? I mean, Penn State is just taking the opponents that they can cut the check and guarantee income. I don't think this is a time in the budget of the Penn State athletic department to really mess around with anything. You bring opponents in, you get on the board with a win. Everybody comes, everybody has a good time, and you get out of there several million dollars richer. I mean, that's right. Like, after the year that was just had, and I don't really know if or how the economics might change to bring in an opponent like you mentioned, but I agree with that you don't necessarily need an Alabama, but just let's come up with, and maybe the answer to that is it's hard to bring in an Oregon State on just a one-off and not have them insist on a home and home. You know, these are programs that are more than willing to come in to help fill their own budgets with that game check without needing to insist on we need a home game too.
I understood. That is it. And when you start to ask questions, why this or why that, usually the answer is money.
100%. And right now, I mean, there's not really the luxury. You have to take every dollar you can get just with how budgets were, you know, they imploded this past calendar year.
Exactly. So instead of money being, a thing, it's everything right now after the past year. Let's move on. Dustin, I'm curious to get your reaction. Ken Talley, for those who don't know, he's a 2022 commit to Penn State. Very good player. Interesting on Twitter. And he put out an announcement of his decommitment to Penn State. Interestingly enough, that announcement came out on April 1st. So is your reaction to this, kind of fun, or was it, oh my God, you're going to give a heart attack to some of these old-time Penn State football fans.
I mean, some would say that that is the fun, right? Like, that's the purpose of it. I saw the tweet. I forgot it was April 1st. I'm not a big April Fool's Day fan. I don't really like those shenanigans. So I forgot. I was like, what? And you click on the tweet and you see the first couple of comments and you're like, oh, that's right. It's April Fool's. But I mean, to me, as somebody who I'm somewhat of an immature humor aficionado, I would like you to go a layer deeper. Go a layer deeper. Let's find a shenanigan that hasn't been done a whole bunch of times. But fortunately, you did kind of find out through that process that he is as rock solid as you can get. Just his comments afterwards. So maybe that's the silver lining. If you fell for it, you did come to know that he said something along the lines of, "If you think I really decommitted, you don't know. I bleed blue, basically."
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm the old time Penn State football fan, so I'm the one probably threatened to have the heart attack. But I'll tell you what, I enjoyed it. I think it showed the kid had a bit of a sense of humor, and like you said, in essence, it really showed you just how committed he was to Penn State. Dustin, another bit of news, and I always find these intriguing. Penn State offered a kid by the name of Quentin Martin, an offensive lineman from Bell Vernon. And when I say kid, I mean kid. He's class of 2024, which means he's currently a freshman. He's going to be a sophomore. I'd like to think that this is a special player if he's getting an offer this early.
Or has a very good chance of developing into a special player. My sources indicated that James Franklin went onto the jungle gym and found liked the way that he climbed more so than his kindergarten classmates, and that's where he got the offer. But I do think it's interesting. If you're sending out this offer, and other schools have sent out the offer too, this is clearly a name to track over the next couple years. This is a kid who could develop into something pretty special. Now, 24/7 Sports has him as a 6'3", 180-pound athlete, so I don't know where things stand with that, but clearly in-state talent has a chance to be one of those high 4-star or 5-stars as he develops. There's a reason you hand out an offer to a kid this age, and you don't do it if you don't think he's going to be special.
Exactly, and James Franklin, I remember some quotes from him early on. You would look at the body type, the size of the hands, the size of the feet. He's 6'3". This is probably a kid who's very projectable where he's going to end up being. That is it for quarter number one on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stick around. Quarter number two, we've got an interesting topic for you, so stay tuned.
Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.